Blog Talk Radio.
I come on my knees to lay down before you, bringing all that I am, longing only to know you, seeking your face, and not only your hand, I find you embracing me just as and I lift these songs to you and you alone. As I sing to you in my praises, make your home to my audience of one. You are Father and you are Son. As your spirit flows free, let it find within me a heart that beats to praise you. And now just to know you more has become my great reward. To see your kingdom come and your will be done, I only desire to be could I bring to honor your majesty? What song could I sing that would move the heart of royalty? When all that I have is this life that you've given me, Lord, let me live for you, my song with humility. And Lord, as the love song of my life is played, I have one desire to bring glory to your name, to my of one. You are Father and you are Son. As your spirit flows free, let it find within me a heart that beats to praise you. And now just to know you more has become my great reward. To see your kingdom come and your will be, I only desire to be yours, Lord. And we lift these songs to you. Your spirit flows free, let it find within me a heart that beats to praise you. And now just to know you more has become my great reward. See your kingdom come and your will be done, I only desire to be yours, Lord.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Philippic Fire on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all that's tuning in on Philippic Fire on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for allowing me to come on again on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for Prophet Stacy allowing me to take this moment and to come out, to come on, to minister with you, minister to you all on tonight. And I want to thank and praise God on tonight that God is so good. Yes, he is. And I want to thank and praise God for his word on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for who he is. I want to thank and praise God for who he is to us. And I want to thank and praise God for just allowing those that's on the phone line, those that may be listening by Blog Talk Radio or iTunes or however you may be listening, I want to thank and praise God for you all on tonight. Maybe those that will come on the replay after it's done, I pray that God will give, I pray that the what God has given me will be able to bless you all because it blessed me in so many ways. And I thank and praise God for his word on tonight. But before I get into his word on tonight, I want to pray. I want to pray, and I want to ask God to let, we want to allow God to come in on tonight. We don't want to do nothing without including him because he is the reason. He is the reason for everything. He's the reason for what we do, for what we do and what we say. And I thank and praise God that I walk in that place right now. Whatever God wants, I want. So I thank and praise God for it. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I thank you on tonight, God. Lord God, I want to say thank you, God. Lord God, I want to say, Lord God, thank you for being, Lord God, everything to me. And thank you, God, for allowing me to be able to speak on Philippic Fire on tonight. Thank you, Father God, for even trusting me. Let the woman of God trust me, God, Lord God, on Philippic Fire on tonight, that I will bring forth your word, God. Lord God, I ask that you will, Lord God, also, God, to, as I renounce, that you will forgive us for anything that said that we committed or omitted today that was not of you. If we look a certain way, if we heard certain things, if we spoke some certain things out of our mouth, about, Lord, even if our mind went in places that it shouldn't have been, God, forgive us, God, for those things. Because, Lord God, I'll nestle to you, and I know that you will, Lord, your word say forgive, and Lord, I ask that you will forgive me, God. For, Lord God, I thank you for walking with us today. I thank you for walking me tonight, God. Lord God, you begin to set me down, God, and you begin to let your Holy Spirit, God, do what it's supposed to do, God. Lord God, not only spirit, God, but let it do spirit, soul, and body, God, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Let it all line up together, God, that they were all three would be in one place, God, one spirit, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. I thank you for every listener. I thank you for everyone that's going to tune in afterward, the replay. I thank you for every new person that have never heard of Philippic Fire, God, that will tune in, God, and that will pass, don't just pass by, that you will, Lord God, guide them to this ministry, God, that it will work for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, you give what's due. We let us give what's due to you, and I give what's due to you on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless everyone that's needing something or maybe going through something. You begin to touch and deliver and set free, maybe, Lord God. Maybe somebody is not feeling well, but I decree and declare your word, God. Your word, Psalm 107:20, God, say you sent your word to heal, God, and to deliver all diseases. And, Lord, I decree and declare that over their bodies, and that you will heal in all sickness and diseases. In Jesus' mighty name, God, I pray. Thank you, Jesus, and amen. I want to thank and praise God for his word on tonight. I want to thank and praise God. I'm going to read a little out of the King James Version, and then I'm going to read a little from another translation, which would be called the ESV Bible. And I thank and praise God. There are so many different translations, but whatever works for you, that's what you go with, because I just thank and praise God that I'm able to read it in the mighty name of Jesus. And I want to just thank the prophets again for allowing me to come on again. And I want to say you all to continue to get in God's word, and let's listen to the word on tonight. Hope I can say something. I hope this word means something to you. I hope that what I'm saying, that you get it, because we have to ask God to open up our understanding, because sometimes we can hear and we cannot hear. Sometimes we can see and not see. Does that make sense? Yeah, it does to me. So let's get started, and you all bear with me. Because these eyes want to echo up tonight, but I pray that God to line them up with his word, that they will see like they're supposed to see. So we're going to Matthew, the 28th chapter, and I'm going to start at the 16th verse. It said, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus laid. Okay, let me see where I'm at, y'all. Okay, where Jesus had appointed to them. Okay, thank you, Lord. And then it say, and when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, wow, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. That's what the word of God say, in heaven and the earth. Then it say, go ye therefore and teach all, you hear that, all nations. And it said, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Y'all see that? Y'all hear? That's what the word. That's what he said. It said teaching them to obey. God wants us to teach people to obey. Obey all things. He wants us to, whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. That's what they say. Now let's go to another translation. Y'all bear with me, because when I read this, God gave me something out of this here, out of this word, and it blessed me. It blessed me. Now we're going to the ESV Bible. So many different translations. I love it, though. I thank and praise God for his word on tonight. I really do. God's word is all I want now. Just thinking about his word. And then here we go. Let's get started with the ESV Bible. I'm looking for my scripture. Okay, here we go. Well, let me see. Yeah, this is it. Say now. This is what the ESV Bible says. It said now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain, to which Jesus had he directed them, and when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, all, which means power, is all power in heaven and earth. In earth has been given unto me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. Wow, that means all race to me, all nations. It don't even matter what nation. Then it say, baptize baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's what his words say, in the Holy Spirit. Then it say, teach them. See, teach. Teach them to obey all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the earth, the end of the age. That's the age. So I want to let you all know, when I read this, I said, oh my God, are you serious? How about, I'm going back, how about, in the name of Jesus, as my baby would say, how about, I got to get up because I got to walk this. How about, y'all, when the word of God, when them disciples, when they came to him, when Jesus sent them to the mountain, they knew. He already told them where to go. The word of God said he appointed them to go to the mountain. Go to the mountain. They already knew where to go. And he said there was some that knew who he was, because when they saw him, they worshiped him. And some even doubted him. And that's my understanding. What I get out of that is they saw him, knew him, and some didn't know. They doubted him. All I can say is, God, we're living in a world of that today. The word of God says, the word of God tells us that we as children of God, supposed to be children of God, those was his disciples, people that walked with him daily. But y'all know what? They didn't even know him. They didn't even know who they was walking with. They didn't even know. They went and they worshiped him. That lets me know he has some true worshiper. And he had some that didn't worship because they didn't even know who he was. They doubted him. If somebody doubts you, that means they don't even believe in you. So that let me know that we got two sets of people. We got people that love God, and you got people that doubt God. And so guess what? You can't serve a man who you doubt, that who you don't believe in. And I thank and praise God on tonight when I saw that those disciples, they went and said they went to the mountain. He appointed them to the mountain when he appointed them to the mountain, they went to the mountain and when they saw him, they began to worship him. And then I'm thinking to myself, okay, Lord, those that doubted him, why was they even there? Why did they even come? If they was going to doubt, they didn't even know who he was. He had to let them know that as disciples too, he had to tell them what to do. He had to tell the disciples how he wants them to teach his people. You can't teach people. He had to tell them how to teach them. He said, when you teach them, after you teach them, that means tell them what thus said the Lord. Teach them how to obey me. See, we're living in time. I don't know about you all. We're living in times now where they're not teaching the people like they should. And I want to let you all know, too, let us be disciples, true disciples. That's going to be my thing for tonight. True disciples of the Lord. Let's be true disciples for Jesus, because that's what's going on now. We don't have enough true disciples. We have enough. We have so many people that fakes and that just walk around and they just do. They have their own way of doing. But God say he want, when you become his disciples. The word of God let me know when they fell down and worship him, and God taught them. God teached us. We're being taught. I'm at a place now where I don't learn so much stuff since this pandemic. God has really opened up my eyes to a lot of things. I want to let you all know that even in the reading the word of God, I see things different now. I'm going somewhere with this. I see things different. What I was reading all alone, God has begun to open up my eyes to new things now. What I was seeing the word, it wasn't what that ain't what God was showing me. That ain't what that he's showing me now. Clear. It looks like everything is coming clear to me. No, don't get me wrong. I knew the word. Yes, I did. And I walked into his word. And I even told people, I even teach people about his word. But you all know what? God is really, truly giving me a different outlook on things. I'm seeing things that was there. And God gave me a new meaning of it. Let me let you all know. When we begin to get saved, and we give our life to Christ, and we ask God to come into our hearts, it's another part of that, y'all. You don't just get saved and you just go your way. No, you got to be taught. You got to be taught a whole different. You got to get in God's word. You got to get in his word. And what you do, you learn of him. And once you learn of him, you learn of his word. I always say, just to know God is to love him. Just to know him and just to love him. Y'all, I got tears in my left eye. Because you know what? I love God so much to the point now that when people ain't getting it, when they ain't getting it, I pray. And I say, God, please let them open up their heart because they ain't seeing it. Y'all, these disciples, they worship him. They knew him. Some of them, 11. Some of them walked with him. Some of them was there when he was praying, and even some of them was there all the way through. But they didn't know him, all of them. They didn't know him, because if they knew him, oh, my God, if they knew him, they would knew how to teach them. He had to tell them what to do. Y'all, and then once he got them trained, into, y'all, this is why when you send up on a leader, make sure you send up on a leader that's going to teach you God's word. You learn of his word, and once you learn of how to be holy, the word of God says, teach them how to obey me. See, the word of God says, teach them how to obey me. That's what he told the disciples, to teach them how to obey me. Y'all, we are to teach people how to live for Christ. If you don't teach them, then they don't know. They don't know. They have their own way of doing things. And so what I love about it is when he say, teach them how to obey me, and then after they teach them, then you begin to baptize them in the Holy Spirit. Baptize them. He wants to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. See, we can be baptized in the name of the Father. We can be baptized in the name of the Son and the Holy Spirit. And that's it, just going through some water. But, y'all, that's not the baptism. That's good. Being baptized up under the water, that's good. That's good. That's good because you go down, how the old folks say, you go down a dry, I always heard it say, you go down a dry devil and you come up a wet one. And you come up wet, you go down the old folks to go away, then you become new. That's what it said. Once you be baptized, when you go in the water, everything you repented of, everything you gave up, it goes down into the water, and you go. It's washed away, and it's come right back up. But let me tell you something. Not everybody goes down and come back up clean. Somebody ain't sincere. They doubted him. You hear me? They doubted him. With doubt in your heart, you're not going to be able to get nowhere. You don't know who it is, you're not gonna listen and you're not gonna obey him. Y'all, let me tell y'all something. When you get saved and you give your heart to God and you ask God to come into your heart and to save you and to deliver you, that you're gonna wanna get in his word, you're gonna wanna pray, you're gonna wanna fast, you're gonna wanna talk to the Lord. But the only way those things are gonna come about, you got to be told. This is what's going on. We just these leaders just set people in. That's how they do. They just accept them in, but they don't teach them. They don't teach them from there. They just say, do you believe in the Lord and save Jesus Christ? Is your Lord and save Jesus Christ? And as your Lord and save Jesus Christ, do you believe that he died on the cross and so that you could be saved? Do you believe? Do you believe it? And your answer is going to be yes. Your answer is going to be yes. Okay, they accept you in. They shake your little hand. And some of them even high-five you. They shake your little hand, and that's it. Okay, well, then everybody accepts you in the whole church just by coming and walk around, just holding, just shake your hand and let you in. But this is the part. They don't teach you nothing. You come in, they don't teach you what salvation is. They don't teach you about how to live right. They don't tell you you got to let go of all these things that's not like you, not like God. They don't tell you once you get saved, you have to renew your mind. The Bible says we have to renew our mind daily. They don't tell you you got to take off the old and put on the new. And what I mean about that, you got to take off everything that's not like God. Every old spirit, you got spirits in you. You got things in you that you had to brought that was in you when you was in the world. Those things got to be delivered. You can't, and it's going to take time. And the only way you're going to get delivered, you can't keep going out there in the world and then come back into God's house. And it's, as one foot in and one foot out, the Bible say he would have us. The word of God say, we can't serve two masters. See, that's the thing. We get in, we get baptized, we come into the house of the Lord, and we want to serve God and we want to serve the devil too. You can't do it. You can't do it. That's why he told the disciples to teach them to obey me. See, he said, teach them to obey me. And once they are being taught, they're going to come into the true knowledge of God. And once they come into the true knowledge of God, then they'll get ready to be baptized. Some are being baptized. Y'all, look, it's like I'm going to be honest with you. It's like the God just taking take everything of me. And it's like he just taking that whole baptism and baptizing me all over again, baptizing me in the Holy Spirit. And I love it. I thank God for what he's doing, because the Lord let me know now that I am a teacher of his. I am a prophet of his. And I'm not just supposed to be sitting down. I'm supposed to be teaching and helping somebody else. I'm supposed to be letting you know that the word of God says to love thy neighbor as yourself. You can't look at your neighbor. You got that next door neighbor over there, and you sit up there, and your next door neighbor. They speak and you don't speak, and you don't love them because you got a disagreement with them. No, 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 no. You're supposed to love. The Bible says love thy neighbors. I'm supposed to let you know that the word of God is love. The word say thou shalt not steal. We don't supposed to be around here stealing things that's not, they're taking stuff that don't belong to us. He said teach them how to obey him. God wants us to obey him to the point. He wants us to teach you how to know him. And just to know him is to love him. Y'all, I can tell y'all this right here. I see a change in my life, a change in my children. And the word of God is just so good. He's so good. And y'all, the word of God wants me to tell y'all to give your heart to him. If you don't know how to love, ask the Lord to come into your heart to teach you how to love. If you don't know how to forgive somebody holding unforgiveness, somebody holding these things, and God is not going to come into your heart. You got to let this stuff go. Well, I don't want to forgive because he hurt me or she hurt me or that pap, they did me wrong or this church did me wrong. You still got to forgive. Well, I don't love him or I don't love her because they hurt me. You still got to forgive. Get you some scripture on forgiveness. Tell God how to teach you how to love. Get some scripture on love. Tell God how you're supposed to love. Y'all, let me tell you something. Even now, I've been saved for over 20-something years or maybe more. But let me tell y'all something. There are some things God has shown me about me. And I had to ask the Lord. I had to renounce those things. And I say, God, Lord God, you showed me. Every time I look up, every year, every time I look up, it was the same thing repeating itself every year. Every year. In my mind, it was some things repeating itself every year. In our finance, in our home, with me and my husband, there was some things being renounced every day, every year. It was a thing. And I said, God, I made up in my mind. God began to come into my life and begin to allow the Word of God to penetrate my heart and I began to read the Word. One day, I began to ask the Lord. I said, Lord, what is it, the reason why every year things is repeating itself? Is it me? Is it my husband? Every year, same thing, being repeated. When I begin to start renouncing those things to God, and I begin to ask God to show me what these things are, and the Word of God began to come to me and let me know there were some things I said, and I was saying out my mouth that I would keep doing it. I would keep saying instead of replacing it with good, I would announce it with evil. I would announce things in my marriage, in my home, in my finance. I had to change my words. So then God said, He said, you remember when you said this? You remember when you said that? He said, you remember that? I said, yeah. Something I forgot about. So the Lord said, now, I repent of those things. God began to open up my eyes. God began to show me these things. Now, this year, I don't see those things happen. God has blessed me more than we had ever been blessed last year. God has even touched in my marriage. And the things that I was doing, that I wasn't doing, God calls me to do it. I'm going to share a little bit of testimony. I was pushing my husband away. When he would get close to me, I would push him away. I didn't want him touching me. We could be in the bed and he'd be wanting to just love on me. I would push him away from me. And I could be, we could be somewhere in the store. And he can come to me and he'll grab my hand and I could just snatch myself away. And see, that was part of pushing him somewhere else. God began to show me. He began to tell me. My children, even I have my daughter, they were missing that, my oldest daughter were missing that music. She was in a depression stage last. She was in depression. She used to go into depression all the time. And I used to always say, Lord, well, what's going on? I raised her up in you, and I beat the word over her. I said, man, what is it? And she would start acting out in certain ways that I didn't understand. Spirit of the Lord began to show me. He began to tell me how to put my words and how to speak over her. And I began to call a property station. We began to pray. And then me and my husband began. One night she woke up. And I heard something. She was in one of her depression moods. She was throwing stuff. And my husband woke awake me. He said, babe, come here. There's something going on. Went in her room. Spirit of the Lord began to tear her. The only way she's going to break this spirit of depression, the only way she's going to break this spirit of anger or whatever she was going through with, she's going to have to allow me to come in. She's going to have to get out, stop listening to that stuff she's listening to, and get in the Word of God. Because y'all, music have spirits. You don't know, music have spirits. Yes, it does. Stuff you watch on TV, it has spirits. Because whatever you're going through with, that stuff can get in your mind and get in your ears. And next thing you know, you want to react out on what it's doing. That's a spirit. And I told I began to minister to her. And she said, Mama, she said, can you pray for me? And I began to lay my hand. I began to pray. And I haven't seen a depression stay no more. And now that we are upon a new ministry, everything that dealing with your mind and everything dealing with it, she listens. She don't turn a whole. She don't listen at all at God. She put her word into action. See, this is teaching y'all. I'm teaching y'all how to come in line with God. This is what God wants the disciples to do, to teach people. Those that doubted him, they would get nowhere. They didn't understand. They weren't going to get nowhere because they didn't know. See, even now when she began to change her word, she began to change what she would listen to. She began to change what she was watching. She would begin to do all that. And now she ministered to folks. She telling me and her daddy. She telling her aunties and her grandma. Words coming out of her mouth. Like, God, look at him. She's saying it. She began to move negative. She didn't want to listen to no negative stuff. Everything positive. Y'all, we're going to have to get it together. Let's try. In order to be disciples of God, we got to be trained, be taught. See, that's all Jesus was saying. Y'all taught already. Y'all know. So now he wanted them to take their word and take it and teach somebody that don't know. This is why our nation is where it is today. This is where it is. Because what? We took God out of everything. We took God out of everything. I told God, I said, Lord, thank you. Sometimes we do things, and I'm going to sum this up. Sometimes we do things, excuse me, because we hurt it. And when we hurt it, we want to hurt. We want somebody else to hurt, and we want them to feel our hurt. No, that ain't how you do it. You don't want no. You don't do wrong. You don't want people to. And sometimes when things are not going the way we want it to go, then we don't. We shut down. And we don't want to listen to the Holy Spirit or nothing. We don't want nobody to tell us nothing. We don't want nobody to die. We just want to do our things our way. It ain't our way, y'all. If you want God, call out to him. If you want God to love, if you want to love him, you want to love, tell God to teach you how to love. If you want old ways to move, tell God that you want new ways to move. If you want God to come into your marriage, move your old ways out the way and do it. See, the word of God said, through love and kindness have I drawn thee. See, I'm showing love and kindness now. See, I got my husband looks at me a different way now. See, one day and I'm like, God, I was like, that's all I had to do? He said, yeah, that's all you had to do. Move yourself out the way. Stop pushing him away. And begin to show love and kindness, even if your husband will, excuse me, Papa Pete, my husband's a drunk. He ain't gonna listen. Yes, you keep showing love and kindness towards him. Keep on showing love and kindness towards him. Papa Pete, my daughter's number. My children, they be out in the streets all the time. They rebel. They won't listen. Yes, they will. Keep showing love and kindness. Tell them Jesus loves them, and I do too. Tell them you're going to get together one day. Tell them the Lord said he's going to do it for you. It's going to happen. Prophet Pate, well, I don't see people like you see them. Well, tell God to come into your heart and give you love. Open up your heart. Allow God to come in. See, y'all, I learned a whole lot of things. Just, oh, my God, last couple months, God has truly been just dealing with me with things. And I want to let y'all know that the reason why some of us in the shape we in because of the words that come out of our mouth, because the way we what we say. Proverbs 18 and 21. It said death and life in the power of tongue. If y'all notice, it's what you say caused you to be where you at. It's what you speak caused things to happen. Excuse me. You wonder why your job ain't gave you no raise because what you said, man, I've been working at this job for 30-something years. They ain't never gave me no raise. No, you just spoke it. And you ain't going to never get none either. When you said, Lord, thank you for this job. Lord, I can pay my bill. Lord, I thank you for this job. Somebody right here ain't got a job. Then, Lord, well, I don't see how this here going to happen. No, you just spoke it. You just spoke it. It ain't going to happen. If you start turning your words, changing your words, and putting it, when you start putting life and not death, then things begin to change. This is all God saying. This is all God. This is all he's saying to the disciples. Teach his people. Teach them the right way. Teach them the truth. Teach them to obey him. Teach them to line up with his word. And when you do that, they'll be baptized. Then you baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit going to come anyway. The Holy Spirit going to deliver them. Then they're going to know. They don't know it's about the kingdom. If you just teach them what God wants you to teach them. And I want to let you all know, this may not be what you want to hear. It may not line up with what you wanted to hear. The only way you're going to get into the kingdom of heaven is your heart got to be right. You got to be saved. You got to be delivered. You got to be set free. Because the word of God says, He coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle or any such blemish. And that means to me, he wants you clean. He don't want no half of you. He don't want no part of you. He don't want no 3/4 of you. He don't want no foot of you. He want all of you. Well, ain't nobody perfect, but the word of God said we can be. That's what his word said, be ye perfect because I am perfect. That's what his word say. You can strive to be. If you can strive to do all these simple things in this world, why come you can't turn them simple things around and put it into the right, make it right? And I want to let you all know, on tonight, didn't mean to take up a lot of the time, but one thing I do know this year, you can't serve two masters. The word of God said you're going to either love one or you're going to hate the other one. The word of God said you're going to despise one. So then let me know. You can't serve but one. And I'm going to serve the Lord because that's all I know. And I teach mine. Teach mine in the house. I teach them. So, Prophet Stacy, I hope this word was okay on point tonight. I share only what I read, what I was reading, and what's on my heart. And I want to let you all know. I want to let you know, be true disciple to God. If God calls you to be a prophet, prophesy only what he tells you. If God calls you to teach the true living word, true word of God. If God calls you to be evangelist, you be evangelist. If he calls you a prayer warrior, you get up and you pray. And you pray and you do what the word of God says. Because he said in a body, he tells us about that body. It's in the word of God. If one of the fingers, I'm going to say it like this. If something happened to one of your fingers, the hand won't feel it, the arm won't feel it, we all got self. We got body parts, and guess what? Every body part represents something. And whatever your body part is, you do what you have to do. If it's singing, if it's praying, if it's teaching, if it's healing, whatever it is, But make sure you do it as unto the Lord. Don't you do it because Lisa, somebody told Lisa you're a prophet. You better make sure God call you a prophet. You better let him give it to you. Because we got a whole lot of false people out here. And if we ain't careful, we'll fall. We got the Bible say many are called, but few are chosen. Which one of you? Have he chose you or you call yourself? Father Stacy, I'm going to turn it back over to you. But before I turn it over to you, Father God, touch everyone that was listening. Touch everyone that heard. Touch everyone that's going to come. Lord God, that's joining in afterwards. Father, bless them. Keep them. Watch over them. Lord, teach them how to be disciples. Teach them how to be disciples of yours, God. Lord, teach them how to love. Teach them how to, Lord God, come into your presence, God. Lord, give them a heart, for real. Lord, we don't want them for play. Lord, let them be, give them a for real spirit, God. That's what's wrong. We got too many for plays around here, God, and they ain't meaning nothing. But God, give them a for real spirit of yours. In your son Jesus' name, bless each one of them. Whatever they need and want, oh God, Lord, you open up the door that they will receive it, God. And Lord, I thank you in your darling son Jesus' name, I pray. And Lord, I pray that they would take this word and listen and do what it do. Lord, teach them how to be a doer. Teach them how to be a hearer. Don't just let them be a hearer, Lord. Let them be a doer also. And Father God, I ask that you would teach them, Lord God, how to speak life and not death. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless you all. Till next time, have a blessed and wonderful night. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Says I turn it back over to you.
Right now, I'm just going to repeat the salvation prayer. If you're not saved, repeat after me. I don't want to talk too much because God is here. God was all over that word. That's what you needed to hear. And what I love about it, it was so simple that you can't misunderstand it. She taught that word so simple that if you didn't get that, then I don't know. I don't know. But if you're not saved, repeat after me. Father God, I'm a sinner, but I believe that Jesus is Lord and that he is your son. Help me to accept him. I want him to come into my life, to come into my heart, and to lead and to take control of my life. I accept him tonight. I renounce some things from my past, and I renounce some things from my current life, from my present. Help me to be what you want me to be, in the name of Jesus. Amen. With that being said, everybody, I'm going to close out. Thank you for joining us on tonight. All the information that I normally say that I'm not saying tonight, I will post it on social media. So if you feel led to sow, I'm going to post that. If you want to sow into this word, because it was rich spiritually, if you want to sow into this word, I'm going to post that. If you want to contact me for prayer or Bible-based consultation, I'm going to post all of that. And by now, you should know how to contact me on social media. So we will see you on Friday when I will be leading prayer. So join me back then. Everybody have a blessed night. I'm out.